Get this rolling. Make sure I've got these microphones on. Yeah.
I better not slurp my coffee.
Well, you can if you want. You're allowed to slurp coffee on this. I don't reckon anybody get mad. Okay, today's August the 4th, 1998. Just go ahead and state your name.
Thelma Roberts.
Okay, and let's just start off a little bit about where you grew up. Tell me about where you grew up and your family.
Well, I grew up in Sassafras, really up Sassafras Hall, where the Carr's Fork Dam is. And what else did you want to know?
I guess just about brothers and sisters.
I had an older brother and an older sister and a younger sister.
Okay.
And my father cut a tree and it fell on him when I was in eighth grade and killed him. And that was the reason I ended up going to the Hyman Settlement School, was that mother had to go to work.
Yeah.
And we broke up housekeeping, and I had planned on going to Carr Creek.
Right. Until that
happened. Right. So it's just
Yeah. Several people I've talked to, it's been something I didn't know, but several people, that's how they ended up at the settlement school, just because their families needed.
Well, my older sister had gone to Hyman and stayed in the settlement school, so she was there. And my brother had gone to Carr Creek. So since I had gone to elementary school with the kids at Carr Creek, I had sort of wanted to go to Carr Creek. But I'm glad that what happened that sent me there, but it turned out to be a good experience.
Okay, now what year did you graduate?
55.
55. Okay. Well, I guess let's talk a little bit about when you first came to the settlement school. Did you start there in high school then?
Right.
Freshman year in high school?
Yes.
I guess thinking back on that, how did you feel coming there? Because you stayed there on campus. What was that like?
Well, with my sister already there, and I really knew a lot of the kids because in visiting with her, I had become familiar with the school. It wasn't bad. It's sort of like a family.
Yeah.
I think if she had not been there and I had just gone and had not had any contact with the school, that it would have probably been difficult for me.
Yeah.
Because I was quiet and shy, and I would have had a hard time adjusting, I think.
Did you get homesick very much? Or?
No, I didn't, because home was not there anymore, so I guess I just accepted the fact that there was no place to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did you live when you first came to the settlement? What building?
It was called Little Girl's House. I think they eventually changed it to Westover.
I've heard a lot of people call it Little Girl's House in these interviews.
Yeah.
What was that? I mean, what was the room set up like for you?
Well, there was two bunk beds in each room.
Mm-hmm.
And the rooms were fairly large. And then there was one room that had just two girls. And I had a younger sister that stayed there a little while. And she and I were fortunate enough to get that room one year.
Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
My job was to work there at that dorm that year.
Oh, okay. So. What kind of work did you do?
Oh, we scrubbed the floors and cleaned the bathrooms and took care of the house mother and the home ec teacher, Miss Orrick, room there. And we just sort of took care of what needs they had. And we didn't work very hard, but we had, we were required to do a certain amount, which was good for us.
Yeah. Now, who was Miss Orrick your house mother?
No,
teacher.
Miss Scobie. She was not there very long, I don't think.
Okay.
Just maybe 1 year or 2 years.
What was she like?
She was sort of strict, I guess. You could get grounded, or I think they called it campused, which was restricted to campus for sort of, I thought, minor things sometimes, but I guess there were reasons.
And who was your house mother after she left?
Well, where did I go from there? I guess I roomed at the hospital. I never did room at Orchard House, which was usually the next step up. The hospital, and Miss Beeman was the nurse, and I guess she was considered the house mother or whatever.
Miss Beeman? Yeah. And had she been there for a while?
She was the nurse. Yeah. I don't really know, but
okay.
I think she had been there quite some time.
Yeah. What was Miss Beeman like? That's somebody that nobody's really told me about yet.
I really didn't have a lot of dealings with her. I don't remember anything negative. She was just downstairs and we were upstairs,
yeah.
And we just did our job. So she was easy to work with.
Yeah. Was she an older lady or?
Oh, you know, when you're young, people
everybody
that are 40 seems old.
Yeah.
I guess she was in her mid years.
Okay.
45, somewhere along there. I really don't, couldn't say for sure.
Yeah. So when people came to the hospital, were people sent there when they were sick or?
She had a certain amount of medications, I guess, that she could give, maybe aspirins, and she'd take your temperature, and if you had a temperature, then you were put in the hospital.
Yeah.
There were, I don't know, maybe three or four rooms. And you'd just stay until your temperature went down or she decided you were well enough to go back to school.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have to stay down there in the hospital, like in one of those rooms? Or?
Yeah. And, of course, we carried up the food for the patients that were there.
Mm-hmm.
The girls that roomed up there, there were three. And we did some of the housekeeping chores and carried food from the dining hall,
yeah,
each meal up to the patients.
So that was kind of your job when you lived,
yeah,
there?
Nothing was really heavy work or hard.
Mm-hmm.
You were just required. The kids that worked in the dining hall, they would have to sometimes work in the mornings before breakfast. They would work during lunch hour, bringing up the food, and then after school. But the ones that lived other places, they just worked after school.
Hmm. Yeah, that's one difference I found is in the years you were in school, you still had to work, but not quite as much as they did in the earlier years. I know they worked, I guess, a couple more hours a day. But, of course, like you said, it probably depended on what job they gave you and how much you had to do.
The worst job was having to get up and get breakfast ready because it was early.
Did you have to do that ever?
I did. I don't remember really if it was during the school year or during the summer when I stayed there.
Okay, so you stayed during the summer. So.
Yeah. Well, with my home situation,
yeah,
I would have preferred to stay there all summer.
Right.
But they wouldn't let you.
Okay.
I would stay most of the summer, but they felt like you needed some time away.
Mm-hmm.
So I would stay with some relatives. And
yeah. So you were talking about the worst job was getting breakfast ready. What was,
yeah,
it was
just bad for me because you had to get up early.
How early did you get up?
Gee, that's been such a long time. I really couldn't say. Probably an hour earlier or so than you would otherwise.
Yeah, because breakfast was probably like around 8 o'clock or something, or probably earlier, I guess.
Probably earlier.
So you'd be getting up at like 5 or...
Yeah, it was sort of early. And the head cook, what was her name, Owens, she would have things sort of organized, and a lot of times we'd get down there before she would, and we would have to do the biscuits if it was the morning we were going to have biscuits. And you'd mix them in this big mixer and
mm-hmm.
roll them out and cut them and all that. So, like I say, the worst part was just having to get up early.
Yeah. What was that Miss Owens like?
A lot of the students seemed to think she was hard to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did find that to be so. I mean, if you treated her with respect and did what she asked you to do, you know, I had no problems with her.
Yeah.
In fact, they slaughtered their own hogs sometimes.
Are they on the campus?
Yeah, and I was always squeamish about things like that. So
it was
during the lunch hour that we were required to go down and carry up the food, and this hog's head was on the table in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I just turned and left, and she sent word for me to come down and help carry up the food. And I said, well, if she would remove that, I would be down. And she did. She didn't make any big deal out of it.
Yeah.
And I was happy to
do
my chore. You know. But it would have been nice, I guess, if we'd have had one of those elevator things that carried the food up.
Oh, yeah.
But we had to carry it up the stairs. And
so the dining room, the kitchen was below the dining room?
Right.
You came upstairs?
Right. We brought the food up to, I guess we might have set some of it on the table. We set bowls of food on the table. And then they had a serving room, the coffee and the extra food was in there. And when the people at the table needed more food, whoever was serving the table that week would go to the serving room and get more food or get coffee and serve coffee to the adults. We were not allowed to have coffee.
Yeah.
And
well, I guess let me backtrack a little bit. And it doesn't, we're not doing this in any kind of order, so if you think of things while we're going, feel free to share them with me. Don't have to worry about that. I think it's interesting to find out about the dining room, especially since you live there and you worked in there some. So let's talk about the meals a little bit. Like, what would be something you'd have for breakfast? What was the typical breakfast like when you were in school?
In winter, we had hot cereal a lot. And we had biscuits and jelly. And I imagine at times, even though I don't remember, we had eggs.
Yeah.
That's been a lot of years ago.
Well, that's all right.
But the food was excellent.
Was
the biscuits were, of course, homemade. I don't know if they had canned biscuits back then.
Probably not.
But, and you had all you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
There was no serving, and then there was none left. There was always food until everybody had all they wanted.
What about for lunch? Did you come back over and eat at the settlement school? How did that work?
Well, for breakfast, in summertime, we usually had cold cereal. But
Okay.
You would have a variety.
Yeah.
You didn't always have the same. And in the winter, we had different hot cereals, too.
Hmm.
Okay, ask me the lunch.
Yeah. How did that work since you boarded? I didn't know how I did lunch. I don't know if you ate in the cafeteria.
I think after breakfast, the girls that were assigned to the dining hall washed dishes before they went to school.
Okay.
And all the plates were set on the table, the placemats, they had placemats, and the silverware was put at each place, and napkins, and the serving plates were put at the head, what we call the head of the table, where the ladies served.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all done. And then a white sheet, I guess is what they used, was put over the table to keep everything clean, dust off of it. And we always had fresh, in the summertime, fresh flowers on the table. And then the girls would come in, they'd remove the tablecloth and get the food carried up. And, well, not the tablecloth, but the covering, the sheet, and carry up the food and ring the bell for you to come.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first ringing of the bell was like 10 taps and then a couple in about 5 minutes. I don't know if it's 5 or 10 minutes between the ringings. Then everybody went in and sat down, and the food was, if it was the main dish was served by that lady at the head of the table. and then the other foods were passed.
Okay.
And I can't remember what types of food we had for lunch, though. The food was always good. Uh-huh. I mean, most of us had better food there than we probably had at home, a more balanced diet.
Yeah.
Miss Owens was a great cook.
So you did, during the school year, you did come back over and eat lunch at the settlement?
Right.
Okay. Was that just for the, I guess, well, obviously that would just be the boarding students?
Right.
Would come over and
yeah.
eat lunch.
Yeah.
What did other people do? Was there a cafeteria? Or?
There was a cafeteria, and I guess some of them went to town and had candy bars and pop and
yeah.
Potato chips or whatever, you know, but they were not required to eat in the lunchroom.
Okay, so it was like an open lunch. You could go.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a little, the best I remember, it was a little white building that was sort of near the high school.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the high school itself.
Okay. Yeah, because I know that a lady I talked to had told me that changed later on, but I wasn't sure if that change had taken place when you were there.
It might have when they built the new gymnasium. They might have put a lunchroom, but since I never ate down there, I just couldn't say.
Yeah, well, she said later on the boarding students had to eat in the cafeteria. That's what I was just trying to find out about. Like in the 60s, I believe. They changed that.
Didn't go back to the settlement and eat? Oh, I didn't realize
that. No,
there
had been an accident or something. Some kids had gotten killed during the lunch hour. Or something really bad happened, so they just changed all that to keep it closed lunch. And I didn't know if that was when you were there or not. So
no, that
must have been later.
It happened later. I hadn't heard about it.
Yeah. Okay, well then, in the evenings when y'all would have supper, was that more formal or was it very formal in the dining room at any time?
Well, I guess I really never thought about it as being all that formal.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
but it might have been. You were, there was not a lot of noise and
mm-hmm.
giggling and, you know, foolishness, you might say. But, it was sort of it was relaxed. I felt like it was a relaxed atmosphere, but done in an orderly manner, too.
Mm-hmm. What sorts of things? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What were you going to ask?
I was going to ask about if you remembered the sorts of things y'all had for dinner. I mean, I'm sure there were lots of different things.
Oh, we had meatloaf, and we had, I don't know if I know how to say this, something I never had. They called it, it was a white sauce on toast, and they called it, I always thought they called it rabbit, but that's not the way it was spelled.
Hmm. I don't know.
But,
I never heard of that.
I'm sure I just don't remember. I remember one of the meals they had a lot on Saturday would be like sausage and mashed potatoes and gravy and green beans and applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I always liked that. And
so
biscuits
that was,
probably.
Oh, so y'all probably got like that a
was
bit
a
different.
Lot. That was probably a lunch on Saturday for the kids that. And when you worked, you had to work in the morning and probably worked up a more of an appetite than during the school.
Did a lot of kids stay there on the weekends?
Yeah, you were allowed one or two short weekends a semester and one long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And the first semester, the long weekend came at Thanksgiving. And some were required, everybody couldn't go home.
Right.
So some had to stay there to carry on do the chores and whatnot. And the other long weekend was at Christmas time.
How long did y'all go home for Christmas?
Probably were off a week. I don't know, probably about like they are now.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving, I think we probably could go home Wednesday after school. And be back Sunday by dinner time, supper time.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of how it is now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any like special activities on those kind of holidays, like for Thanksgiving or Christmas, that y'all did over at Settlement?
Well, we had, of course, the big Thanksgiving dinner. Other than that, I don't remember anything special.
Mm-hmm.
They always had a lot of things planned, which kept you busy. But Christmas, they did have a Christmas program, and sometimes we would feed the birds and hang things in the trees and for the birds, and we would gather at a certain point, and then we would go to what was called Recreation Hall, which was up on the hill, and have a program up there. And I don't know what the boys got, but I know all through high school, the girls usually got a doll of some kind,
mm-hmm.
and some other small gifts. But sometimes we would go caroling, and sometimes the boys would come Christmas morning and sing carols outside the, the dorm for the girls.
Yeah.
That was sort of a treat.
I'd say so.
But we had the typical Christmas and Thanksgiving dinners, which was always really nice.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were on campus, what kind of things did y'all do to entertain yourselves, I guess, or when you had time, like you with your girlfriends? Or
Of course, we had to go to church on Sunday. The first three Sundays of the year when you went back to school, you could go to the Methodist church or the Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to, after the third Sunday, you had to sign up for one or the other. And then that was where you were required to go, except if there was a revival or something.
Oh, okay.
Then they would usually, I don't know if you were required to go to revivals, but there were chaperones that would take students that did want to
mm-hmm.
go. And, of course, we had folk dancing, which one night a week you had your class, your instructions on new dances and so forth, and you were separated according to first, second, and third year dancers. And then Saturday night, it was a combined dance and singing ballads. And of course, by the time you did your little chores after school, and we had a mandatory study hall.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How did that work? I mean, did you just...
You,
my house mother, or?
Yeah, you had a room that you, that where there were tables out in the lobby, I guess, and you would study out there, and the house mother was usually present. And on occasions, I remember, especially my freshman year, if you made the honor roll, you could study in your room. I don't know if I did as much studying at that time. And getting back to, well, Sundays, back to what we did for entertainment,
okay, yeah.
They would do, you could go on a walk. They had quiet hour.
Oh, yeah.
So you had to be in your room, and you could do whatever you wanted to as long as you were in your room quiet. But then you could go for a walk. Sometimes we'd go down to Auglin and to the store and buy junk food, or we would go for a hike in the woods when the weather was nice. And we were not allowed to wear jeans or anything outside our room. We could wear them in the room. And maybe when we were scrubbing the floors,
yeah,
we might have been allowed to wear jeans. I'm not sure.
So what were you expected to wear all the time? I mean, like
dresses, skirts.
Hmm.
We were not allowed to chew gum outside our room.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's all I can think of right now. I'm sure a lot went on. We met, of course, we gathered a lot on the campus. There was a well, which is no longer there, mm-hmm. which I sort of wish they'd left. I think it had been filled in with rocks,
yeah.
but it was a rock or a stone well. And we would gather around that in that vicinity and just socialize a lot before mealtimes, after mealtimes, in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
If you were dating, when the boy walked you home, you had to go directly in. I mean, if you lingered outside after everybody went in, you got called on the carpet.
They come find you, I guess.
That was not allowed.
So were y'all out on hands or anything? Or?
Yeah, I guess. I didn't do a lot of dating in high school, so I wasn't affected by that, so mm-hmm. I don't really... there was not a lot of... I don't think there was a lot of holding hands and kissing in public and things
yeah.
like that. That it is, they sort of frowned upon that, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, I'd say so.
not like it is now.
Yeah. Well, I remember one thing when I was here earlier talking to your husband, you said that something about the laundry, that was something I wanted to ask you about.
Well, I didn't work in the laundry, but
yeah.
some of the girls I did, in fact, I did my own laundry most of the time. You could send, I think, for a small amount, and everything was on such low pay scale. You didn't make much when you worked, but you didn't have to pay much when you had things done.
Mm-hmm.
So for a small amount, I guess they charged by how many items you sent to the
yeah.
laundry. But you could get all of your laundry done, and there were several girls assigned, and then there were some women from town that were hired to come in and oversee the laundry. So I imagine most of the boys sent all of their laundry, and the faculty sent their laundry. And us girls, we did some of ours, and some of them sent it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But if we did it, we either took it down and did it in the bathtub or in sort of like large pans. But that was what I got campused over, though. I had washed a corduroy skirt.
Yeah.
And it needed to drip dry. And I had turned the light on and then pull the string again to turn it off, and there was a loop in the end of the string. So I had my skirt on a hanger with a clothespin pinned to the hanger, and I hooked the hanger in that loop and hung it over a pan in the study hall.
Yeah.
And the house mother found it, and I got campused.
Wow.
I think she thought it could be a fire hazard or something. I don't know.
You got trouble.
I thought it was that was what I referred to as an unfair.
Yeah.
Because I really wasn't doing anything that I thought was wrong.
Hmm.
So I got campused probably for a week, which meant I couldn't go to town was really what it meant.
I say, was that a big deal too, like not to be able to go? Or?
Yeah, because you would go down there and you'd meet with the kids from town, and some of them would dance, and you just sit around. It was a restaurant where we went mostly. The name of it was Joe's. And they had a jukebox, and they'd play. And we were not allowed to dance. We were not supposed to
mm-hmm.
do jitterbugs, what they did. And, you know, just go down there and socialize. That
mm-hmm.
was basically what it was, to have a Pepsi or something, which we didn't get at the settlement.
Yeah.
It was either milk or water, or I guess that was it. That we didn't have any soft drink machines.
Yeah.
Bible club
okay.
that I would join. And I always thought of her as being a very religious person.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Mr. Kaler. He was a history teacher. I don't think he heard very well, and a lot went on in his classroom because they could get by with things,
yeah,
because he didn't hear real well. He was an older gentleman. Well, you can't have a lot of teachers when the same ones teach.
Yeah, that's quite you a thing that you told me.
You take, we would take two classes a semester. So we only had four teachers a year.
Hmm. Now, were you around Mr. Steele any? Was he there?
Yeah, I worked in the library for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sort of a person that I think more or less kept to himself.
Yeah.
He would, talk with the faculty members, but as students, I don't recall a lot of them. He would tell us what to do in the library and what was expected, but then he just went on about his chores. And I ate at the same table. I guess he just ate maybe the lunch and the evening meal. I don't recall where he stayed, if he stayed at home and commuted or if he had a room there at the settlement. I don't remember. But he didn't much like for us to have our pills. If we were taking medicine, the nurse would always recommend that we put our pill bottle at our placemat to remind us to take our medicine. And for some reason, he didn't seem to think that that was the appropriate thing. Maybe he didn't believe in a lot of medication. I don't know. But we thought we would harass him a little. We laid some aspirins or something on his placemat once.
Uh-oh.
So he just picked them up and sort of tossed them. Of course, we all kept a straight face. We just pretended we didn't know that anything happened. And
didn't know how they got there.
No.
Now, were you around the slots? Was she there?
Yeah.
You were there?
I roomed at Hillside, and I also ate at the table that she served. She was the head of that table. I found her, if you did the things that you should do and obeyed the rules and didn't buck the system, if you just did what was expected of you, there was no problem with her, but she could really be tough, I imagine, for those who tried to get by with things that were not allowed. But I didn't have any trouble dealing with her myself. I did room at Hillside, and we were assigned 1 week we had to get up and wake her and close her window, even in the winter. She would have her window open and the heat turned down. So we'd turn the heat up and close her window and wake her, you know, tell her it was time to get up. Another thing we had, they didn't have, she had a bathroom, but it was out. She had to come out in the hall to her bathroom. I think her room probably was just one room. It was her living room, and I'm not sure. Maybe she had more than, she might have had two rooms up there. But anyway, we carried a pitcher of water in her room. There was a, maybe a washstand or something, and a wash pan. And in the mornings, we would carry a pitcher of warm water, maybe not hot water. And then there was another lady, Miss Cobb. She was quite elderly downstairs. And the house mother, Miss Truman, was well up in years. And we'd get them up and carry the water for them to wash their face and wash up in.
Yeah.
like I say, I think if you just did what you were expected to do, that the faculty members really were all mm-hmm. nice.
Yeah. Did you get to know Ms. Cobb very well?
No, she was quite elderly at the time. Her, I don't know how old she was, but I'd say she must have been in her 80s.
Yeah, she would have had to be in by then.
She was, well, up there, her voice was quite broken and uh-huh. sort of shaky, which goes along sometimes with age. But, and Miss Truman, she had quite a bit of difficulty in hearing. So she talked to herself a lot.
Yeah.
Has anybody told you that?
Uh-uh. I haven't heard about her.
So if you walked behind her, she carried on a conversation with herself. She would tell somebody what she thought,
mm-hmm.
and then she would say what she thought they would probably say back.
Because so she couldn't hear.
It was really sort of funny, and sometimes she would say what she thought, and then she'd just say, and we thought that was her imagination of what they were saying back to her.
Yeah.
And so she was somebody that if you wanted to do anything you wanted to do, you probably could have gotten by with it.
With Miss Truman?
Yeah. She just sort of stayed in her room. She wasn't the... she wasn't out really overseeing things so much. Maybe that wasn't, since we were at Hillside, maybe that was Miss Watts's obligation up there. I don't know. But.
Okay.
With Miss Truman having problems with hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Us senior girls, there was four senior girls that roomed up there. Miss Watts was gone, Miss Cobb was gone, and there was only us four girls and Miss Truman, and she couldn't hear very well.
Yeah.
So we decided that we would sneak out and go to town one night. But we didn't want to go alone. We got these boys from the settlement to meet us. So we all sneaked out and went downtown. Well, there was nothing open. Everything was closed. But we walked downtown, walked around, and if a car came, we would turn our back to the oncoming car so that whoever it was wouldn't recognize us. And then we walked above town, we were going to go up and play cards, but that place was closed too. So really all we did was get out and walk down the road and up the road and went back, but we didn't get caught, but we would have probably been in a lot of trouble if we'd been caught.
Yeah.
But we thought we had done something so bad.
Oh, I'd say so.
It seems so minor now. But when we ran down across campus, we didn't, of course they had lights,
mm-hmm.
Floodlights or street lights or something out on the post. So the campus was well lit, and the boy said, "Why did you run right down under all those lights? Get in the shadows."
Yeah.
We did. We didn't. If somebody had been looking out, they'd have seen us.
But
that was probably about 11 at night.
Yeah.
But there was like four girls and four guys, and we just walked down there and walked back, so nothing to get into.
Mm-hmm. I would say Hyman would be pretty quiet at 11 o'clock.
Hyman was boring on the, well, Saturday there was a lot of kids in town. Sunday was boring. Usually summer it was boring because it was, all the kids were gone and
mm-hmm.
doing other things, vacation and whatever.
I'm trying to think what else I need to ask you. You told me a lot of good stuff.
I should have been thinking and jotting some things down. Because
no, I mean, this is...
When you try to remember it, it just...
No, this has been really good, I think. Because there weren't as many people, you know, that lived on campus when you did, so it's been harder to find people that I could talk to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we're still, like, within me finding them, kind of spread out across the country now.
Mm-hmm.
some people are. I guess just thinking back on it now.
We had the sewing facilities at one of the dorms at Orchard House. And I remember this one girl in particular. We were going to go dancing. She bought a piece of material, and she was going to make her a skirt to wear that night. And in an hour's time, she had made a gathered skirt.
Oh, I know.
And I don't know how well it stayed together.
Pretty fast, though.
But she put that thing through that machine and wore it to dance that night.
Hmm.
But you wore a lot of these real full skirts or tiered gathered skirts with a lot of, especially if we went folk dancing to a festival, a lot of crinolines under those skirts.
Yeah, I think I've seen pictures of that before.
Yeah. So we did have means to mend our clothes, and each dorm had an ironing board that you could press your clothes. One thing you were asking earlier about things that we did in the wintertime, we would sleigh ride.
Oh, yeah.
Down the center of the campus, there was like a road that would have been like a one-car road, but it was sort of a raised, there was a ditch on each side, so this road-like thing was a little bit more raised than seemed like the rest of the campus. But we would ride sleighs down that in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on the back with this one kid, and he said, I'm going to, hold on, Thelma said, I'm going to roll off. And he just rolled off and left me sitting back there with no way to control the thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I hit a tree.
Did you get hurt?
No. But it,
well, that's good.
It was sort of shocking to find yourself sitting back there.
Yeah, I think so.
And as my husband told you when you interviewed him, the boys would sneak out sometimes at night.
Mm-hmm.
Probably go to town before the restaurants closed and everything. And so in the summertime, if one of the dorms, Orchard House, they would come right up near Orchard House. So we would get all these little green apples off of these trees.
Yeah.
Outside Orchard House, and we'd have a good supply of them, and we could climb out on this roof and wait for them with a ton of little green apples.
Yeah.
So we gave them a hard time sometimes with taking them by surprise when all these apples started raining down on them.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't throw back because of the wind.
That would probably, yeah, you'd be in big trouble if you broke one, though, I'd say.
Hmm.
Well, I guess thinking back on it, of your experience living in a settlement and going to school there and things, try to see if it's working. Yeah. I guess what has it meant to you, the settlement school, or what does it mean to you that you spent so much, you spent 4 years there?
Well, I think you learned about getting along with people, living under strict supervision, which wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to adjust to things like that, and it was like a big family. So it was, to me, it was a pleasant experience. I look back on it as being some of the best years of my life. Of course, I met my husband there. We didn't date until after we graduated, or after he graduated. But I have nothing but good memories of all my experiences there were good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know I've sort of rambled, but I remember these bits and pieces. One thing I remember, especially when I worked in the dining hall, and I don't remember this happening anywhere else, but we were evaluated on our work.
Oh, okay.
But then, maybe not all the time, but we were asked to evaluate ourselves. So what we thought about ourselves and what our supervisor thought were compared. And I guess that stands out in my mind because at that time, Miss Waddell was the supervisor, and I guess she was the dietitian or something. Anyway, she was supervisor of the dining hall, and she had evaluated me, and I did mine. Well, I tried to do honestly what I thought, and Miss Watts said that ours was the only time, my evaluation, where the student and the faculty evaluated everything exactly the same.
Really?
And I guess that's why it stood out in my mind,
yeah.
That, and I remembered it. But we were evaluated on our worth ethic.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, I guess, I think Miss Watts would call each of us in and maybe go over it. If we had done good, we were told, and if we had not, if we were lacking, we were probably told.
Mm-hmm.
While, as I know, I don't think any girl got in trouble. Nobody got pregnant while we were there. But I think the strict supervision was, they had such a responsibility with us that to go home, we had to have written permission from our parents to go home, and it had to, they didn't accept calls or anything of that nature. We were to notify our families, and they wrote a letter to Miss Watts to request that we be allowed to go home. I don't recall our mode of transportation, if the person had to come on campus, and somebody else might remember that, if they had to report to the house mother, and then the house mother knew we were leaving with whoever we said we were leaving with. But even though things were strict, I don't recall there being any problems with dealing with it.
Yeah.
They were not overbearing with things that till you felt like you couldn't breathe. I mean, there was room to,
that's good.
You know, to be who you were.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything else you want to add or that maybe I haven't asked you about? You thought of a lot of different things.
I wish I had spent more time. Of course, my daughter, they're going to induce labor Friday, and you got that off?
Yeah, I turned off.
Oh. We were required to go through a fire drill and how to get her out.
Now, this was Miss Watts' mother?
Right.
She stayed up there for a while?
She would come and spend some time there.
Okay, now you had fire drills for her?
Are you on?
Yeah, I'm on now. Go ahead.
Yeah, when we lived at Hillside, on occasion, Miss Watts' mother would come, and I think she might have been in her 90s. She was well up in years and didn't get about very well. So we went through these fire drills and how to get her out. That was the main thing. Everybody mm-hmm. else was probably capable of getting themselves out. But our main thing was being how to get her out. And she was up on the top floor, which this building was all wood. If it would have been a treacherous thing if that had caught on fire and she had been in there and us trying to get her out. But anyway, that was one of the things that they did take into consideration was fire, which eventually the building did burn.
Yeah.
But we had fire escapes. Of course, the only way she could have gotten out would have been down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
But that, the building was on a hillside, so So if you were up on top floor and you were young, you probably could have jumped out,
yeah,
you know, some of the windows.
Right.
But then you went down to the next floor and you could walk out. And then you go down to another, you could walk out the back.
Mm-hmm.
But down on the bottom level, you could walk out the front. So the back side of the building was, a lot of it was underground.
Yeah. I never thought about that, the fire drills and things.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall having them in any of the other buildings.
Just that one.
Just because of Miss Watts's mother.
Yeah.
And of course, if the other ladies were there, I'm sure we were instructed. Miss Cobb, she would have probably needed help.
Yeah.
But according to who was there, we were designated, mm-hmm, which one we were to go to.
Yeah.